morning, it's 8 minutes past seven on Virgin Radio, Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show. So today's show, very excited about today's show. In about 2 hours' time, we're catching up, we're getting a call from Gary Lightbody, lead singer of Snow Patrol, one of the world's biggest bands. They've got a new single, and you can hear it in about 2 hours' time. So Gary will be on the show. And before that, we do have a little bit of business. Andrew might have mentioned it once or twice in his news. I think Andrew needs to be careful, because if he carries on like this, by 8 o'clock, we're going to have to get the paddles out and a defibrillator, because Christian will be telling you at 7:45 about the new name change. Don't panic, everybody. Don't panic. He's beginning to sound like Captain Mannering. Yes, we are changing our name in a couple of weeks' time. I'll tell you all about it at 7:45. If you're one of our Virgin Radio VIPs, you already know. In fact, many of you have been emailing and texting me during the last hour of the show, telling us what you think of the new name. But we'll go through all at 7:45 this morning. But here's the thing. I found out this morning that Hollywood star Matthew McConaughey, okay, is, you know, the guy you always see in the tabloids with no shirt on, working out on the beach. He's constantly, just seems to do all of his workouts on the beach in front of people. Anyway, his mum has got a book out, terrible title, called I Amaze Myself. And in it, she disgustingly and unnecessarily reveals that poor Matthew's daddy, who died, and she lied to Matthew about how poor daddy died, how he actually died, was in the throes of making love to mummy. Now, a great way to go, if you ask me, but we don't need to know, okay, Mama McConaughey? And Matthew doesn't need to know. There are things you stumble across, truths about your mum or your dad, or both of them, as we've heard a lot, a bit too much this morning, that you don't need to know. And we just got one last call in this, because we've had quite a few and lots of texts as well, which have been brilliant. But one last call, and what a call. Brian has spent 15 minutes legally training this guy, giving him basically a kind of bluffist course in what to say and what not to say. When you hear what he's going to say, you'll know why Brian is not talking at the moment. He's at 15 minutes with a fevered brow going, no, you can't say exactly who, because you'll get us sued and shut down. There will be no new name. There will be no station. Sean, good morning.
Hi, Christian, how are you?
Possibly the most controversial call ever. Sean, I'm very, very good. I've got my cup of tea, I'm ready. So what did you find out about your mum and dad?
I was with my mum's a little while back with the kids, and we were just talking, and we were just talking about boyfriends and girlfriends, and my mum let it slip. She mentioned it years ago, but I didn't really follow it up, but she let it slip that she used to get a very, very famous British rock star of the 60s, just before the group actually made it big. Mm-hmm. He finished with her, basically, because the band had signed the deal and that was it, and there was no time for her.
So a nice bit of rock and roll history chat, you know, about an ex-partner of your mum's. But what did she say then? That she just went out with a famous singer?
She met him, actually, because it was in the 60s, and back then she used to live in the East End, and when they used to go to the West End to the clubs of the girls, they used to hit thumb a lift. Mm-hmm. And she said one day, just one night, this car pulled up and the door opened. Then they said, do you want to lift girls? And it just went off from there. But she said as soon as the door opened, there was this very luxurious smell of tobacco come out. Let's put it that way. And she said that it did like that certain type of, should we say, brand, if you can call it that, a cigarette.
Yeah, what my dad calls jazz cigarettes. Russ calls them as that as well, yeah?
Moroccan Woodbines. Yeah, I think
we get what you're saying. For it. So what, are you related? Did she say that you're the son or...?
No. Well, halfway there, I suppose you could say, no, but I'm not, no. But it was just as the band made it big, because she used to go to rehearsals with them as well. Used to do a few rehearsals. But so, it was only for about six, 8 weeks she went out for.
So, and then your mum, you now know that your mum basically slept with a very famous and legendary lead singer of a band.
Yes, who's still alive now, and you play quite a bit on your radio station.
I'm a big fan. We all are. Lots of bands that we play. The new bands are all big fans of this guy. But how do you feel about that? Your mum was a rock and roll groupie.
That's all right, ain't it, really? You know, she's not the old grandma you think of anymore, you know?
No, that's the best way to take it. All right, well, listen, Sean, thank you very much.
Cheers, Christian.
Top man. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye, mate.
No, I can't tell you the name. It's all about names I can tell you and can't tell you today's show. I can't tell you the name of the singer, OK? After this breakfast show goes back to school. We've got a big GCSE maths question being set to us. It's 7:13 on Virgin Radio. Good morning, it's the OC.